All right, let's do an honest sound check. Test, test, 1, 2. I disappointed my parents. 2, 2. Testing, 1, 2. Bad career choice. 1, 2, 1, 2. Anyone have a couch I can sleep on? 2, 2, 1, 2. Dreams fading. Test, test. 1, 2. Okay, I think we're good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Maron. Thank you.
Thank you for coming out. Pleasure to see you. I'd like to open by saying that I am not happy or well, so rest reassured, things will continue to be panicky and awkward. Oh my fucking God, I cannot handle the fact that things are going well. Look, all you guys came out, and I cannot fucking handle it. The last CDs I did were in the worst comedy club in the country for half a house. Because I wanted it that way. Things are okay and I can't handle it. When things are going well with me, there is a voice inside my head saying, "You're gonna fuck it up. You're gonna fuck it up." Over and over again. And I just wish that voice was louder than the voice saying, "Let's fuck it up! Come on, you pussy, fuck it up! You pussy! Burn some bridges, alienate your friends, ruin your career, start drinking again! Sit on your couch drunk and crying with nothing left to lose. Have you forgotten what freedom feels like, you fucking pussy? Doing well. Fuck you. So that's happening right now in my head. Welcome to it. It's a thrill to be in New York. I always like being in New York. I'm emotionally frazzled. I might explain that to you. Why I am emotionally frazzled in a little while, but I'm frazzled to the point where things are a little tweaky. I didn't get much sleep. I'd flown in yesterday, and I had this very weird, genuine New York moment. I was on an elevator in a building in Manhattan. There was a guy on the elevator with me, looked exactly like Spalding Gray. And my first thought was not, you know, he committed suicide years ago. It's not Spalding Gray. My first thought was like, you pulled it off. My lips are sealed, bro. Looking forward to the show. I've been here for a couple days, and this, you guys, I'm happy that, you know, adults come to see me. I'm happy y'all seem pretty good. Not too many annoying hipsters. I know that. Well, I can't judge. I mean, look at me. I've got a facial hair configuration of some sort that doesn't happen like completely organically. I'm doing something. But I don't see myself as a hipster. I sort of rationalize it being like, you know, I'm a middle-aged man who's made a facial hair decision. But like, I literally get, you know, angry at like, a handlebar mustache. Angry. I get angry if I see the handlebar mustache. Or a fedora. Fuck, I can't handle. But why should I be angry at that? I saw a guy with a handlebar mustache and a fedora wearing joppers. And I was like, fuck you, fuck you. You know, commit to something. What is going on? It looked like he was interrupted during a shave in the mid-1850s and had to dress quickly as he ran through a time tunnel. I mean, what are you saying with that? All you're saying is, I'm working on me. I'm trying to put something together for myself. What else you have going on? This is it. A lot of effort into making something work. I have my notebook. I have my small spiral notebook. These are cheap. They're like, you can get them like five for $1.99 at Costco. This is what I use. This is the way I work. You know, I will not buy a Moleskine notebook ever again. I can't handle the pressure. Have you ever bought a Moleskine notebook? I mean, you know, they've got the leather bound and there's a strap around them. I bought one once, and the second I scratched a word out in the Moleskine notebook, I was like, I fucked it up. Gotta throw it away. God forbid you ever rip a page out of a Moleskine. You really have to battle with the desire to quit writing altogether. I've disappointed the Moleskine book.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?